Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the Academy Podcast. I'm Jan.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are coming to you on Monday the 30th of November, the last Monday of the month.
That it is.
Exciting day. Exciting day. Thanksgiving is over, and this weekend has been a very long weekend, I feel.
I feel like the last week has been a long week.
I am so tired.
You look tired, my good friend.
I mean, okay, let me run you through what I've been doing.
Yes.
Because I feel like you and I haven't seen each other.
Pulling back the curtain a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I left Friday the 21st, I think it was.
For Disneyland, right?
Or the 19th.
Was that Disneyland?
Let's see. Friday the 20th for Disneyland.
Okay.
I then saw you, did I see you Monday?
Yeah.
Night. Maybe a little bit at night.
Yeah, you, well, yeah,
maybe
you came
for
yeah.
a couple of minutes.
Right.
And then I think I saw...
We saw each other Tuesday because we podcasted for Wednesday.
Yes, but that was very...
It was a half hour.
Half hour, and then I think I saw you... Well, I know I saw you Friday morning for boot camp.
Yes.
Boot camp, which we'll talk about, and now I'm seeing you now.
Yeah.
I saw you a little bit at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been running around. Very hectic.
It's been intense. Because Tyler went down to San Luis Obispo this week, right? That was this week, yeah?
Yes, I did that as well.
To move his little sister.
Yeah, so let's go with why you're tired, okay. Then we'll go with mine, and we'll talk it all out. All
right, let's start with, so I started working at the new gym.
Yes, how's that going?
I love it. Great people, but it's a good reason as to why I'm tired. So, we put on... turkey trot every year. It's the biggest it's ever been this year. Usually it's 300.
Who's we?
The gym that okay. I put on. So I'm calling it we now just because.
Okay, I just wanted to, we haven't specified we before, so I wanted to make sure that
Thank
I was
you.
Knowing what we were talking about.
Thank you, because I feel like you might need to do that a couple times
no,
during this show. I am. So, the gym, Walnut Creek Fitness, Sport and Fitness, they put on a turkey trot every year.
Okay.
And it's the biggest it's ever been. 300 people is what the last year was. This year was 1,700 people.
Okay.
So it...
They increased in size.
Oh, by a lot. And so they hired a race company and whatever. So I've been working with them to help set everything up. So I wasn't even training. Like, I wasn't learning the system. I wasn't on the computer. I was just doing grunt work. So I was literally on, Wednesday, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, I get put in charge. It was Tuesday. Nope, it was Wednesday. I get put in charge of manning the whole turn. So, like, where everyone has to go through to get back to the starting point. So I get put in charge of that. And then while the race director is showing me where the turn is and where I need to put my volunteers and all that,
yeah,
we go back to the start, and we have to move the entire start. So that's scaffolding.
Why do you have to move it?
Because it just for the logistics of the race. Because it was at the ice skating rink in downtown Walnut
yes.
Creek, right? Civic Park. And the way it is that people were running across the Iron Horse Trail, if you're familiar. They're coming over this bridge, and then they turn right over this smaller bridge. And then they turn a sharp left to go down towards the finish line. And after that sharp left, the original finish line was 30 yards. Away after
okay.
a hairpin turn. So the race director was like, can't do that. You need to have a full-on sprint for the end, right?
Understandable.
So we moved everything. Porta-potties, the fence is just a massive amount. So that was like 3 hours worth of just moving stuff.
Okay.
So that was like heavy lifting with three guys, which was awesome. Then on Thursday, and that's after, you know, a couple days of doing this all this grunt work, I get up at 3 to go over to the race, you know, because my body would not let me go to sleep. So I get up at 3 to do that. And then it's Thursday, so it's Thanksgiving. I worked the race all day. help take down everything I put up. So it's reverse work.
Reverse doing what you just did.
Yeah, awesome, right? Yeah. And then I go to Thanksgiving at my parents' house.
Yes.
Which is 40 people, 50 people, massive amounts of food and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then we have boot camp on Friday.
Yes, we do.
Which was a ton of fun. And then, what did I do Friday night? I don't know. I did something Friday night, probably with my family or my brothers. And then,
Sorry.
What?
Going into my life, I'm looking at the schedule for Nordstrom's. I have to work effing New Year's, not New Year's, Christmas Eve. I'm closing. Oh, that's great.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, new person.
So, then last night, I go out to dinner with my parents and my brothers and my uncle and his new wife out to a Persian restaurant. And we're out.
Is that the one that I went to? Right by Tarjay?
No, there's a different one. There's a new one, which I think I like better. It's smaller. It's I don't know. It's good food.
Okay.
Because I'm half Persian, if you guys didn't pick up on that. Like, that's why I have, like, massive family gatherings. That's why I'm very hairy. My name's Keon. I don't know if there are any other markers, but those are kind of big ones. So I'm half Persian, and so we went to a Persian restaurant, and we didn't get out of there till 11. I know I'm kind of bitching about everything, but this it will get you to why.
11 at night?
11 at night.
What day is this?
What? This is last night.
Last night. I didn't see you. Continue.
No. No, you didn't come home last night. Uh-huh. Yeah. Then one of my buddies, he's like, hey, we're out celebrating my friend's birthday party. And so I go out after that. I'm already tired because I didn't get any sleep because I was at the, or well, we'll get to that. Because whatever, we worked our boot camp and then, you know, everything's just been crazy. I went out to the city that day with my brother's roommate and his, it's just been so crazy everywhere. And then I go out, hang out. I didn't drink at all because I was like, screw it. I don't want alcohol tonight. But I end up meeting like some cool people, whatever. So I stay out to the clubs until they close. And then I was talking to this one chick for a long time afterwards. And then I end up calling her. She called me after because she needed someone. She like lives far away. So I ended up staying on the phone with her till she got home, which was like at 4. And then I woke up at 8 to get to the Niners game today. Yeah.
That's why you were wearing the same outfit. This morning when I saw you, I would have swore you were wearing the same outfit you were wearing last night when I saw you.
No,
the brown t-shirt.
It was different.
It was just
I was wearing just a long sleeve shirt yesterday.
Yeah.
And now I was wearing a brown t-shirt today.
With
long sleeves under it.
Oh, it just looked
It looked similar because I was like, screw it, I just want to grab this and that. And I left.
Okay.
And then the Niners won. Hell yeah. Screw those Jaguars. Hate them all. And then the Cardinals lost. Fantastic day because they're in the same division as us, right? So the more that they lose, the better it is for us. And yeah, that's why I'm tired. And then it's kind of late right now, and I'm a very tired person.
That sounds like quite the tiring event.
Yes, and I haven't even got a workout in. I haven't gone on a run. Like
I will be.
I feel terrible.
I am ecstatic to finish this podcast to fall asleep because tomorrow morning I get the first workout I've gone in over a week.
I'm so excited. I'm gonna think I'm gonna go on a run tomorrow and then work out when we get home from work or after work. I'm so stoked. So fill me in on Disney because I've barely.
Yeah, people have been wondering. So let's see. I went to Disneyland. It was great. Surprisingly. Got there Friday night, about 10, it was probably midnight when we got to the hotel. We just went to sleep, woke up the next morning, the group of people I was with, and hit the D-Land.
Ooh,
surprisingly,
baby.
Not that many people there for a Saturday. I was shocked.
Really? And especially the Saturday before Thanksgiving?
Well, first off, this is how crowded it was. 20-minute wait for Peter.
What?
For Peter Pan.
If you guys aren't familiar with that, that's usually 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. Hour 45 minimum, like, average.
Yeah,
45 back. So it was a great day. You know, it was pretty. It wasn't cold, wasn't hot. You know, kind of a thing. It was nice. Sunday packed, which is weird because Sundays is normally nobody's there.
Right.
This is our logic. Everybody had the week off, so they drove to Disneyland on Saturday.
Right.
Then took the Sunday, Monday, drove back Tuesday, Wednesday, got ready for Thanksgiving, and
Thursday,
so on.
Right, done.
Ate away. So that was that. I came back on Monday. Yes, I came back on Monday. I had a job interview that I now got. I basically just rehired at Nordstrom, just to pick up some extra cash here and there. And then Tuesday, woke up early, drove to Cal Poly, which is about a 3.5-4 hour drive.
Average is usually four, right?
Yeah,
about you had, 4 hour. You had a movie van, didn't you?
Well, no, we didn't have the movie van this time.
Oh, okay.
On the way down, we just drove my dad's car, and then we packed up my sister's apartment, condo, house thing. It was not a house, but was townhouse? A house. It was kind of a townhouse, maybe. It was small house. We'll just say small house.
Okay.
Packed that up, then followed my dad in the U-Haul up, then depacked it at my parents' house, and then I went to bed.
Also known as unpacked?
Unpacked. Depacked. And then, let's see, what else? What did I do Wednesday? Wednesday was the day before Thanksgiving. Oh, that was my first day of work.
Yes.
So I then worked an 8-hour day that day, and then I think I did something that night. I think I went to my parents' house.
You did.
I did went to my parents' house, and then I had dinner with some friends. I went and saw Mike and Amy.
Oh, I saw Amy on Friday.
We twofered that night.
Nice.
For a little bit. And then Thanksgiving Day went well. Had a very interesting Thanksgiving event happen.
Wait, hold on. Let's just, for our listeners' sake, let's just give them a brief overview of Mike and Amy. Just so, because I feel like we mentioned people, and at least they should know the stories. So that Mike and Amy are a couple that we know. That have been dating for, what, 5 years now?
It is 5 years.
They're engaged, going to get married. And it's just been a kind of entertaining ride because, for some reason, Mike was very, very jealous of Tyler.
Amy and I were very good friends. Like, just, we were good friends all right after college.
Right after high school.
And I basically introduced them.
Right.
And so
Mike got jealous.
Yeah, it was.
But
it's a weird.
Here's the kicker.
Weird story of life.
Here's the kicker. Amy is jealous. Was jealous of Tyler's current girlfriend.
Yes.
Because Mike had a thing, a similar relationship with her.
Yeah. Have we said my girlfriend's name on?
No, we just call her D.
D. We'll just.
I like that.
Keeping it.
Yeah. So D and Mike had a similar relationship to Tyler and Amy. So it's kind of funny that those two. It's just this like interesting thing is like the people that Tyler or that Mike and Amy were most jealous of are now together.
Yeah, and so everybody's fine with everybody now, and it's just kind of entertaining in that sense.
Right.
So yeah, it was a good dinner.
Nice.
We just basically got together and had a drink or two, and it was fine. It was
nice.
Good times. But no, on Thanksgiving, I went to Dee's mom's house for the morning, and then went to my parents' house that night. And my mom, who I'm sure through the podcast listening, you've heard some fun stories of my mother. There was four of us. It was my sister, my parents, and I. So there's four of us at Thanksgiving dinner. That's
right.
All that's coming. We had five pies.
Mmm.
One
for each and then an extra.
One for each and then an extra. We had I don't know how many pound turkey, but a full turkey. We had stuffing, mashed potatoes, yams, biscuits, literally enough food for 30 plus people.
Right.
For the four of us. And I just kept looking at my mom going, why are you still cooking? But my favorite moment of the Thanksgiving dinner was about 2 hours before the dinner. When my mom realized that she turned off the oven that the turkey was supposed to be cooking in about an hour earlier. So for an hour, the turkey had not been cooking. So then they adjusted and whatnot. About 2 hours after we ate dinner, the turkey was finally ready. So we then kind of had some turkey. We just had turkey leftovers, basically, is now what's going on in the realm of the turkey. So that was rather entertaining.
That's funny.
So yeah, I really theoretically had no turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. I had it as like a post.
So what did you? I mean, because that's usually like the center of my plate.
I had a lot of yams.
Delicious. The yams or sweet potatoes?
I believe they were yams.
Okay, because we have sweet potatoes at my house.
I had yams.
We don't do those damn yams.
I'm sorry. I had yams. I had some stuffing. There was a. What else did I eat? My sister made this green pea thing that was really tasty.
Green beans?
Green beans.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Green beans. That was rather tasty. I basically just ate those because the rest of it didn't look that appealing to me.
That's right. Way to go. Do you have any pie?
I did have some pumpkin pie.
Delicious.
I love myself some pumpkin pie.
I'm not a fan of the pumpkin. My mom makes pecan pie.
Which I've yet to have a bite of.
It's in our fridge. And it is the best pie I've ever had.
Okay.
I mean, it's terrible for you, but it is delicious. Like, so good.
Portions, portions, portions.
Portions, portions, portions. And that's, I mean, when it comes to Thanksgiving, that's really what matters, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So then, came home, went to bed, woke up, and, did I do something Thursday night? I want to say Thursday night I did.
I don't... Oh, didn't you go out? I mean, no, Friday
Thanksgiving.
Night.
Thanksgiving night.
Friday night you invited us to go out with you. Or was that Saturday night? Saturday night you invited us to go out with you.
Yes.
To Lafayette.
That was
last night, yeah.
Oh, I guess we are talking because it's Sunday right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you said.
I'm so confused on the days.
I know.
But no, okay, so yeah. We then...
Did our boot camp Friday morning.
Did our boot camp on Friday morning. So let's talk about the boot camp for a little bit.
I thought it was a ton of fun.
I thought it was a good time. There was about 10 of us.
I counted 12. 12, okay. 12, 15, something like that.
So yeah, we have pictures and videos of that I'm going to splice together and do a little video when I get time to do that. I think looking at my schedule, I have time, I think, tomorrow to do it.
All right, cool.
But... Yeah, so that's that. That was fun times.
The park workout.
Nobody died, which was a plus.
We had two people had to sit out for a little while.
Two people that had to sit out. Well, and when I say they had to sit out, this isn't a judgment on us pushing them too hard. It was literally after the warm-up jog.
Right. We went around the park, which is probably less than a quarter mile. And then we did some lunges and some butt kickers and some high knees. And... They had to sit out, so...
You know, it's the people that don't know how to pace themselves through a workout, so they sprint it, and they give 110, which, don't get me wrong, is great. Sometimes you have to, workouts like that, you have to pace out how much exertion you're really throwing out there.
Yeah, I think we did start the run off a little fast. In retrospect, I kind of went out a little hard.
Oh, I did, because I was freezing. It was really cold.
It was cold. And then the sun came out, it was nice.
Yeah, about 20 minutes in to our hour, it
got really
warmed
nice.
Up real nice.
Yeah.
So that was good. But yeah, I had a good time. It was nice.
Yeah. So let's finish off your...
And then I think I worked that day.
You did. I dropped you off, remember? And then
Daniel
picked
Black
you up.
Friday. And then we came back. I watched a...
Let's talk about Black Friday.
Black Friday.
I think it's my least favorite day of the year.
Why is that?
Because it marks everything that's wrong with Christmas and the holidays. Because it marks the biggest sales of everything, right?
Yes.
And that's just, so to me, the worst of Christmas is just this consumer buy, you know, crap. I'm just, it's such a waste of time. You know, like people waiting up at 3 a.m. You know what? My time, my sleep and my time is worth much more than camping out and saving $100 on a camera.
When I was driving on Thanksgiving morning, right next door at Best Buy, there was already people lined up.
It's stupid.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving Day, and there's tents. Like, I'm talking 3 or 4 tents. It's not like, oh, just one nut job.
Right.
No, it's multiple nut jobs out
right.
there.
Right, exactly.
So that's entertaining. But also, do you know that Black Friday has nothing to do with the African-American race?
Yes.
Just thought I'd bring that up. It has to do with...
Why'd you have to pull the race card again?
The budget of stuff.
Right, because we all go in the black.
Yeah, most retail goes into the black on that day.
It kind of sets the whole fiscal game. Like, and yeah, I understand it's an important day as retailers go, but like you're saying...
I don't get the concept of... Okay, let's say you do the whole day... You are one of the nut jobs in the parking lot.
Who mauls a person at Walmart last year and kills someone. That is the lowest of the low.
That's survival of the fittest.
No, that's not survival of the fittest. That is people being so greedy that they murder someone.
Yeah, that's weird. And
not weird. That's so messed up.
Weird in the concept that I find it weird that somebody decides, hey, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna wake up and at 10 o'clock at night, gonna go wait in front of a Walmart for 5 hours, and then run across to go get a TV that's only really $200 off. So I've now wasted 6 hours of my life.
Right.
So really, you've now made it so that your life is worth what, $10 an hour?
What's he, six?
In savings?
She's saying 200. The math's way too complicated for me right now.
Well, okay, if it's six, it's like 33. It would be 33.
Wait, so you're saying $200 of saving?
You're saving $200. It's 33.
So 6 hours. Yeah, you're right. 33. So you're saying that your hourly wage is $33.33.
Yeah.
Dollars
for life.
So unless you're making less than $33 an hour, which is pretty, it's a pretty good living, you should not go to Black Friday if you're saving only $200.
It boggles my mind in the concept that I would rather work 6 hours and not have to deal with people,
right,
and pay $200 more for something than deal with idiots and wake up early.
Yeah.
Early for me.
Right.
It's entertaining.
You know what? And the thing is, like, people are getting gifts for their family and blah, blah, blah. You know what? I just don't think people need the gifts that they're getting. Like, I don't know if my brothers listen to this, but, like, I already got my little brother's present, and it's awesome. I got him I got him a dick towel from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Have you seen that one?
Yes.
And they actually sell them, and I bought one, because it was hilarious. And then Moz, I don't know if he listens, we're getting him hip-hop dance lessons.
Okay.
How funny is that? That's awesome. Good. Moz, if you're listening to this, Merry Christmas. Eve, Merry Christmas. Done. And you know what? I don't even care. Like, no. If they listen, great.
They're ecstatic about it.
Exactly, because that's more of like the thought and blah, 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 instead of, oh, here's a gift card to Best Buy. Or here's this plasma TV that you don't really need to waste more of your life on.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It's just a very odd concept, and it hurts my head emotionally.
Emotionally, physically, and everything. So finish out your weekend, team.
But yeah, basically, I then just had random events in the nature of birthday parties, meeting the girlfriend's dad. I had church this morning because my mom was in the choir.
Oh, precious.
And I feel like there's something else that I did on Saturday. I had work.
You went on Saturday to the bars or whatever.
Yeah, that was for a girl's birthday.
Oh, okay.
That's for...
How was it?
It was okay. It was entertaining in the sense of it was an older crowd till about midnight when it got ransacked by mid-20s.
Really?
It was odd in that concept.
Everyone I've talked to has said the Lafayette crowd, just the bars there just suck.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good, though.
Got it.
It was a smaller bar, which I liked.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was quaint. Kind of had the Cheers vibe to it. Just That's random nice. Knickknacks everywhere. Old school, pub-ish.
Okay.
And in that, it's a restaurant during the day, and then at night they, you know, take out the tables.
Lafayette in our area is this ritzy-ish place.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't be a place that could just dedicate itself to being a bar.
So then this bar, basically, it's called Diamond Dave. And this guy, literally, one-man show, you request it, he plays it and sings it.
Awesome.
And, you know, anything from Kanye to Bon Jovi. He was doing it. And he's probably 55 years old, had wigs for the Michael Jackson songs. I mean, it was funny and entertaining to watch. The average, because I got there around 10, the average age was probably 40. 45,
right,
until about 11:30, and then it was 26, and it just was like, it was like St. Mary's, the college right over there, like threw up,
got it,
and just all of them bombarded it,
got it.
It got really crowded, really packed, and about midnight I was like, I can't do this anymore, we're leaving.
Got it.
So, if let's just say this, I'm never gonna crave to go back, but if people were there, I'd go.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm never going to be like, oh, we need to go to that place again. But right. I'm not, if,
that's about the time I called you, so I'm glad I didn't go over there. Yeah. That's good. Cool. So let's chat some fitness before we get into this. You know what? Like, even though I didn't feel like I got in any hard workout in, I feel like participating in the boot camp and all that, and do all the turkey trot stuff. I'm physically tired as well. Like, I'm sore, but just not like I'm off my workout routines.
I'm off my routine. Period. This right. last week, which was something I didn't take into account mentally, right. but I do feel. Because I didn't work out at all this week just because in the mornings being tired and my guy that I work out with normally just we our schedules were weird.
Big J.
And so we, long story short, I'm looking forward to working out tomorrow morning. And I do feel that this last week I ate well.
Yeah, me too.
So that's something that was, I always encourage people, if you know you're not going to, work out, eat well then.
Right.
You know, this is the day that you don't splurge, the day that you don't cheat on your Thanksgiving happened, whatever.
Right.
That day kind of doesn't count, but don't kill yourself on it.
Right. I feel like I did pretty good on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I did too.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, that's a really good point, Todd, because I'm hesitant to say it, but nutrition is almost more important than fitness, you know?
It's hard for me to say that, but
I mean, what you put in your, I mean, if I start pounding, you know, Burger King's delicious sandwiches every day and work my ass off in the gym, I'm still going to be a fat ass.
Yeah.
You know, but if I don't work out at all and eat really, really clean, I'll probably see some, I'll lose
You're
fat.
You're eventually going to see blah. Something.
Yeah. I won't be fit, I won't have a lot of muscle tissue, but, you know, I'll be okay as far as just my health goes. So, nutrition is such a huge component of your life, like, that's probably the nugget of today. If you can't work out, make sure you're eating well. And, you know what, like, I pushed away, like, things that I love this week, because I know that, you know what, I don't need to eat it. Like, I had my thing of pie or whatever, and I pushed it away. I was like, I don't want, like, someone offered me their, you know, whatever, another piece, another this, another that. I'm like, you know what, I'm not even hungry. Like, why would I eat your extra piece, you know?
Oh, yeah, there was, surprisingly, like, my mom was like, oh, here's, you know, beer. Like, here's, you know, like, was being very hospitality, whatever, like, hospice.
Hospice care is when someone's gonna die.
Hospitable. But it was just like, I didn't have any alcohol. Like, I just wasn't feeling it. Let alone I was with my family, so that's weird. But right. I just mentally was like, I don't need to drink all this beer and just then sit here. Like, I've not worked out today to be able to have this beer. So, yeah. I agree.
Yep. Cool. Well, I think that should wrap things up for the today.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
I'm tired. You're tired. This week we're kick it up. Make sure you guys get your daily dose of the truth and kick you into high gear for the holiday season. It's really important to me that people start heading for their goals like now and set December 1st almost as their January 1st, because if you start working at January 1st, towards your summertime goals, you're not going to make it. You need to start now. So I think this week we're really going to hit on how you can get going on those summertime goals, or just health-related goals. I know a lot of people, like on our Ning site, they're talking about mobility and just leading a healthy lifestyle. And that's just as important as the six-pack and the feeling comfortable on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll talk about some of those issues later on in the week. And, yeah, that should do us. Todd, you take us out with something creative, something new.
I'm going to take you out with Clue.
Oh, going to the board games.
Oh, you're a fast one.
Yeah, of course, man. I'm on top of it. What else would Clue be?
I don't know. Just, I was going to maybe make up things that spies use.
I would, see, but if, knowing you, you would start with nunchucks or...
I saw the board game right there and I went with it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what game that is.
My older brother got us a moving in present. It's called Carcassonne. It's kind of like Settlers of Catan, light. It's kind of fun.
I love how you described it with something that I have no idea what it is.
That's how Moz explained it to me. I was like, I've played that game, but all it is you put tiles down and you try and get points, pretty much.
Sounds fun. Exactly. Let's try it. Not tonight.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night, or day, whatever it is for you. Have a great time being here.
Have that. Bye.
Peace.